November 11, 2002. On Capitol Hill, the Senate joins the House in authorizing U.S. military force against Iraq. Arizona Republican John McCain says Saddam Hussein must comply with the U.N. on giving up weapons of mass destruction, or else.
Allowing him to remain in power with the resources at his disposal would intolerably and inevitably risk American interests in a region of the world where threats to those interests affect the whole world.
But West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd accuses the White House of a power grab.
The Bush administration wants that president to have the power to launch this nation into war without provocation and without clear evidence of an imminent attack on the United States. And we're going to be foolish enough to give it to him.
Also that same year, former President Jimmy Carter wins the Nobel Peace Prize, honored for years of peacemaking efforts. 1991. In Washington, Anita Hill testifies before a Senate panel about her claims that Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas sexually harassed her. Thomas denies the claims, denouncing the hearings as a high-tech lynching. The Senate ultimately confirms Thomas. 1962, Pope John XXIII convenes a Second Vatican Council whose meetings reshape the Catholic Church. And 1975,
live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
The comedy sketch show, Saturday Night Live, premieres on NBC. Today in History, October 11th, Camille Bohannon, The Associated Press.